Double boom blast. Alright, what's going on, people? You don't know Mark Fagan here, man. Look, it's 1 o'clock in the morning, man. But that's how it is, you know, because I got two kids, man. It's like, I don't know what energy source they run off of, but it ain't the same energy source that human beings run off of, man. I think they're like some machines. But anyway, got them put down, got them put into bed. Now it's time for us to talk, right? So, man, interesting story. I was trying to say this thing while I was driving. I did a driving video on this topic. But, man, sometimes when you're doing these driving videos, you know, it's hard, man, because number one, you know, you're trying to stay alive by paying attention to the road, and then you're trying to bring your point across. And sometimes it don't get translated properly. But, I mean, we still upload that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just thank God that is another opportunity for me to talk. I thank God that there's this technology that we have right now that allows me to actually do something for my family without having to go out there, dig a ditch. You know what I'm saying? Move a pot across state lines, all kind of crazy stuff like that, right? So anyway, let me get to what I was talking about. By the way, if you're watching this video on YouTube or on social media, man, support your guy. Give me a subscribe, give me a follow, give me a share. And if this thing resonates with you, right, this is more important than the subscribe, likes, and shares. If this thing resonates with you, get a copy of the free course that I have that will show you how to monetize your email list. You know, if you're an information marketer, you're marketing your stuff online, whether you're a coach, course creator, or stuff like that, the real money is in the email list, right? So you gotta know how to work it, and that free course will help you. All right, so let's jump in. So, man, look, I was watching TV. Was it last night? Last night or so. For the record, man, I watch TV. You know, I'm not like these prosperity gurus or these preaching type gurus that tell you, you know, you must throw away your TV. If I ain't gonna throw away my TV, you know, I ain't gonna tell you to throw away your TV. I watch TV, you know, I drink, you know, sometimes I drink, sometimes I'll smoke me a little something, and I curse from time to time. Does that make me a bad person? Does that make me unworthy of helping somebody? Does that make me unworthy of your dollar bills? And when it comes time for you to learn this stuff, maybe in your eyes, but if that's in your eyes, then, you know, I can't help you. All right, so look, I was watching TV, right? And I was watching this anime. I love watching anime. Not the whole, nowadays they got a lot of girly type animes. I'm not saying girly type. I'm not saying animes where the girl is a star, because I watch those too. I'm talking animes where it ain't got nothing to do with traditional anime, which is blood, guts, people getting beat up, people getting shot. That's what I like to see in animes, right? So anyway, there's this anime where they found this caveman, right? They found this caveman. He was frozen, right? He was frozen. He was hunting and something, I don't know, the end of the earth happened and he got froze. He just got froze, right? And he was frozen. Actually, he was frozen while he was fighting a dinosaur. Like, he was fighting a T-Rex, and a meteor fell, and ashes from the meteor, from the destruction, blocked out the sun. So, you know, it came the Ice Age, and dude got frozen while fighting a dinosaur. And they went to, like, millions of years later, you know, scientists came and found him. And you know what scientists are, they nosy. So they take this dinosaur, and they take this guy, and then they thaw him out, right? The dinosaur was already dead, right? Because when they found the guy, his fist was in the dinosaur's face, which it's an anime, right? So anyway, dinosaur dead. They thaw out the guy, and this dude is like the example, you know, the epitome, if we want to use big words, the epitome of physical strength, agility, everything. Is like, because he was living in that environment, his physical he had to have these physical features to survive. Like, he punched a dinosaur out. So he, this man, wake up in modern times where we as modern, you know, human beings, we not hunting no more. We get our food from Walmart or where HEB or wherever. You know what I'm saying? We ain't got to hunt no more. So we good. So we get kind of lazy. We lose our physical strength. Like, this dude was stronger than anybody on the planet. He couldn't even, his skin was so tough, like it was bulletproof, right? So there was like, yo, we got to fight this dude. And you know, the typical anime come up, you know, fighters from all around the world started, I'm the greatest karate champion, I'm a boxing champion. And then they got their ass kicked, face crushed up, everything. So one of them even got eaten. Okay, Mark, what's your point? So my point is this, right? So when it comes to marketing, right, like, a lot of people don't respect the old school, right? Because I'm gonna just say, people lazy as shit, man. People come up here, you know what I don't understand. So I'm here 12 o'clock, actually it's 1:30 in the morning, shooting videos, right? And you got some people out there that is so fucking lazy. They want the money, they want the sales, but they're not willing to put in the work, right? And what people will do is that they're always looking for hacks, they're always looking for automation, they're always looking for AI to do their work for them. Like, AI is his day daddy or something like that, right? And what people don't realize is that this shit is fading, right? The hacks don't work that they used to. Like, for example, like, I be the first to admit, like, I paid money for a coaching program, right? And towards the end of the coaching program, the dude was like, all right, man, I'm going to show you how to make some money. Right? I ain't going to call no names, but he's like, yo, I'm going to show you how to make some money. Okay, so this is what you do, right? There's some website that he goes to, like, this website, right? This is what you do. You go to a website, right? And I want you to select these private jets. They got these private jets that where people book them, but the booking doesn't go through. So what you need, I want you to go on these websites, and I want you to find the ones where they book them, but the booking doesn't go through. You're able to get these real cheap if you do that, right? You don't even have to go nowhere. Just rent the jet, get a camera guy, and shoot as much content as you can. That's how people is making money these days, right? And this was like 3 years ago. Another marketer I know, like, openly admit it. Like, I respect this guy if he's being real. He's like, look, man, that's a part of my marketing strategy. Like, I'll get some money and I'll go and I'll rent a Lamborghini. But guess what? That Lamborghini is going to pay for itself 3, 4, 5, 6 times, right? According to him. So it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, all right, well, you know, I don't really like that. You know what I'm saying? This light all up in my grill. I don't really like that. Me personally, I don't really like posing up with stuff that I don't own. You know what I'm saying? I don't really like that. So it's like, nowadays that shit getting played out because in reality, people are getting like really, really, really hurt financially by these guys. You know what I'm saying? Even the prosperity guys too, man. They roll up in your DMs. Hey, brother, like no other. What's going on? My family, let's do this. For the black race, let's connect. And then it's like, yo, they fucking scamming you, man. They run off with your bread and all that kind of shit. You know, Jesus said, you know, the message, you know, that's why Jesus picked the misfits. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, what was about to say? So yeah, so the flashy shit's getting played out, right? It's getting played out. So now we have to go back to basics, right? Now we got to dig up that old dinosaur. We got to dig up that caveman. And if you look back in the days, right, the guys who were making money in the information, especially in information marketing, right? And when I say information marketing, yes, I'm talking about course coaching, and people believe that this is just now happening. That's why, and that's why when people say, man, it's too competitive, I'm like, how is it competitive? Like, it's been competitive for the past 20, 50 years. Like, this shit ain't new. This shit been going on a long, 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 long time since people was installing goat balls in guys. Like, that's another story. But yeah, so a lot of what was found to be in common with these guys, these prehistoric marketers that made a bunch of money and rode off into the sunset. These guys were writers. They respected the written word. You know what I'm saying? They respected the written word. They wrote sales letters. They wrote emails. And this is the time when, I'm talking back when it was hard to really show that you had money. You know what I'm saying? It was hard to show, hey guys, my name is, what's his name? My name is Caleb. This is my mansion. This is, and bro, like when you're looking at the YouTube video, like, you, like you, look, you could tell when somebody living something, right? It's clean. But you know, especially if they got kids, it's like, yo, you see a crayon mark on the wall, like you got to see some sort of blemish, some toy that's in the background or some shit. Like, you could tell that this is a rented house. The bitch is empty. This is my mansion. I'm gonna show you something here. I'm gonna go up to my office and show you. And you come out, you pop out the laptop, and I'm like, the laptop ain't even plugged in, like. But there weren't like, it's not like somebody could take a picture, send a picture in the mail and it's like, yo, this is my mansion, by the way, right? So those things were non-existent. So you had to be good at selling on paper, right? You had to be good at selling, period, right? So it's like, we've lost that, but no, we got to get it back. We got to make sure to get back that skill, or else we're going to be fucked if we're trying to make money online, right? Because I can sit down here and I can give you at least 10 different benefits, 10 different money-making benefits learning how to write will have on your business, right? Like for me, when you are able to write, right, you will get so good much, like, your content creation skills goes up through the roof, right? And content creation is like the cornerstone of this shit, right? Like, there are so many benefits. Like, okay, so like, you see these people out there and they're writing newsletters. They're getting paid for these newsletters, right? Like, a lot of people don't understand that these newsletters... Okay, so let's say you send an email every day. Okay, let's talk about email marketing, because that's what I want to talk about, right? You are out here, right? You say, oh, I got social media. I got all these followers. And I'm not talking about the usual thing where social media will boot you off or nothing like that. I'm talking like, you need some bread today. You need bread today, right? You can go on live, right? But in order to do that, you need like a gang of people. You need like a gang. You need like millions of followers to go on live, right? And like, I'm on live now. Ain't nobody watching this shit. Ain't nobody watching this shit, right? You need to have a gang of people, right? You need to have a gang of people. And what happened is that the majority of times you come up on here to sell and promote valuable content, nobody will listen to you. Unless you on the live talking shit about somebody else or doing some fuckery, like, there is nothing. Nobody's gonna be on here, right? So you already lost right there. If you decide to do a post, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're gonna have to wait until the algorithm starts spreading that post around. So you've already lost right there, right? If you need bread today, or like next day, like let's say the sheriff come and say, yo man, if you don't give me like $5,000 tomorrow, like, your house is fucked. And you know you have a list of like 1,000 people on your list, right? the best thing to do, man, I would email that list every fucking day until I got that money. Because it's the shortest path to the customer is the email. Like, when somebody open your email, like, they have to open an app to get to that email, right? Once they open that app, all the other apps are closed. Instagram is closed. The distractions is closed. They can't swipe. There's no video distracting them. There's no reel. There's no ads. It's just you and that person, right? So your ass better know how to write emails that's going to captivate them and sell to them, all right? So that's just the serious part of this piece of content right here. It's like you got to get good at using the written word, right? And that's just one of the benefits. You know what I'm saying? One of the benefits. For those of you who've been following me for a minute, right? When I had my old credit station or whatever, you'll notice that my content delivery has dramatically improved, right? That's another benefit of getting serious about writing, right? Now, I know I'm only going to get through to a very few people who are serious. The rest of y'all, I don't give a shit what y'all want to do with yourselves. Like, if I cannot, I'm very, like, I'm like them old, miserable, worn out, like, samurai or something like that, who, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of which, I went and watched this new anime. Man, this dude, my brother put me on this. Anyway, I'm like this old, like, I don't have time to convince nobody of nothing. Like, if you are serious, then here's what you gotta do. First of all, get the blueprint, the free course, right? It's gonna show you how to what you need to start monetizing your list, right? Then once you do that, then if you want to take it further, you can learn from me or somebody else. But learn how to write emails, okay? I have a book called Emails, How to Write Emails That Bring Home the Bacon. Now, why I like about this book is that... Oh, and guys, when I talk about learning how to write, don't worry, man. I'm not talking about going back to English class or no shit like that. I'm talking just write to sell, right? I have a 4-step system I use, right? I can get a 30% open rate. Like, I got 30% of people opening my emails right now, which normally I don't give a shit about the open rate. I give a shit about the money that comes in. But you know, when it comes to selling, you gotta tell people what's gonna impress them, and we're in the age where people get impressed with likes, shares, and all that kind of stuff. So I'm out here with y'all, man. I'm getting a lot of open rates. Like, if I send, look, a 30% open rate is not easy to get, right? Even if it don't make no money. Right, even if you do it and it don't make no money. Like, I know guys that will get like 5% open rate and make a gang of money. It depends on what you're selling. But the fact that if you're able to get somebody to open the goddamn email, you know what I'm saying? That's like half the battle won. Right? So think about that. Right? Think about that. Right now, there is nobody on this goddamn life. And everybody is all about technology. And another thing. Let me tell you why the written word is so important. You never see smoke without fire, right? As a matter of fact, I need to save that. I need to pencil that. This is a writer downer. What did I say? I don't remember. Oh, smoke without fire. So yeah, so look, this ChatGPT thing, right? Why is it so important for AI to do your writing for you? You know what I'm saying? Why is people so crazy about getting somebody to write something for them, getting a machine to write something for them? It's because deep down people know that they need to write, but they're too fucking lazy to do it themselves. Right, that's why they're using this ChatGPT shit. That's why it's so, everybody's like, oh my god, AI, right? So that's all I got for y'all. Make sure you get the free course that will help you to monetize your email list. And once you learn the basics of that course, get emails that bring home the bacon. And that's just like two of my cornerstone pieces of product that's gonna help you make some money on this thing. All right, so yo, look, this is Mark Fagan. I appreciate y'all for watching. Peace.